we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. With Colin Sell at the piano, your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello again. Welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that does for comedy what Les Dawson does for the pole vault. Here are today's fabulous contestants, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden, locked in combat. Locked in combat with Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And please meet a young lady who's absolutely bursting to dispense her points in all directions, our scorer, Samantha. Our first game is called Wuthering Hillocks. It takes as its premise... the poverty of the publishing industry. All new books have to be cheaper versions of old ones. Barry, will you get us going?
Well, there's a book of the film, Tadpole Dundee.
The Chihuahua of the Baskervilles. Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Hackney Empire.
E.M. Forster's A Passage to Islington.
They've done the whole Ian Fleming, James Bond lot. They've got Casino Royale has now become Bingo with Princess Michael. Thunderball is Drizzle Pillock. Dr. No is First Aid Kit in the Boot, possibly. My favourite, I think, is Octopussy, which has become a Unipart.
I'm not following that. I've just written down Codlum of the Opera.
You had a small part in that, didn't you, Barry?
When I started, yes. Carry on.
Moby Doris.
Very nice to Barry.
No, seemed to follow on there.
Now, speaking of opera, they're doing Belshazzar's Sandwich.
Okay, well, here's the point in the programme where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals they'll be announcing at the end of the programme. This week I'll be asking for late arrivals at the school days ball. And now Tim's favourite round. We go on to the round called Ad Lib Poem. I shall give our teams the first line of a poem and ask them to improvise a funny end. Once I think they've reached... when I think they've reached a funny end, I shall press my buzzer. Or play the last post. Willie, you're going to start this one. There's a green-eyed yellow idol to the north of Milton Keynes.
There's a green-eyed yellow idol... I don't know why I write this down. I just can't remember how we started. To the north of Milton Keynes.
Gives you time, that's why.
Yes. And you'd have fairly green eyes if you lived entirely on beans. It was a dreadful night in Milton Keynes when the idol I did spy.
I saw it sitting on its plinth, a glimmer in its eye. And round the plinth were cans of beans, all empty now, I saw.
I saw them lying round the plinth. I'd seen them there before. Now, some people say Milton Keynes is not a pretty place.
But whenever I visit there, I have a smile upon my face. I see these empty cans of beans, or... and I get on my bike and think it's me for a tasty meal, so off to Spud you like. I was in Spudulike one night and saw the idol there. He was playing with his King Edwards and ruffling through his hair. Hello, old man, he cried to me. Hello, young idol, I quoth.
It's
So there is that.
King Edward and the idol. The both. Hello, green-eyed yellow idol.
I didn't know you yodeled.
Hello
really.
To you, King Ted.
King who?
Ted.
To you, King Ted. Why are you calling me King, I said. You must be off your head. At that point, coming through the door, appeared two blokes we knew.
At least we thought we knew them. Sometime they'd all been through. One of them had a very long nose, as big as a camel's eye.
Yes.
We're talking big camels here. Ah, oh, there's one I do aspire. Hello, camel, I said, right here. What a big eye you do have. Then I went out. I was nervous. I went straight to the lav. And while in there, I wrote on the wall this little ditty here.
Careful, Barry. Quite a clean ending, so please, do not have fear. I wrote upon the wall, with my pentel in my hand, with an instrument like yours, you're lucky to be in the band.
Graham, we're going to start with you for a second one now. East is east and west is west, but I can't tell which is which.
East is east and west is west, but I can't tell which is which. But when the wind is in the east, 'tis unwise to discard a stitch. I always wrap up very warm, especially in Milton Keynes.
Because I always have this wind because I've been eating beans.
A little gem there, beautifully rounded off by Tim Brooke-Taylor, who's good at that round. Excellent. I think he's the best.
In 17 years.
This next round's a musical round called Blues Stroke Madrigal Stroke Calypso. There's a choice here. The teams will sing a song to a subject given by the other side. The musical accompaniment comes from the Colin Sell One. Barry and Graham, you're going to go first, so will you give them a subject?
A calypso.
Calypso. Birth, yes. Birthday party calypso.
Oh, nice.
I'd got no silver balls for my birthday cake.
I used ball bearings instead. And that was a mistake.
I ate a big slice, then put on my funny hat.
I bent over and farted and shot the cat.
Right.
Chairman's not amused.
Barry and Graham, will you give Tim and Willie a subject, please?
Keep it a culinary. Cookery blues? Floyd on cookery blues.
This morning, bent over, farted, shot the cat.
There it lay, legs in the air, stiffening on the mat.
Floyd, I said, I got a quadruped that is dead.
And he said, pop it in the oven, gas Mach 7 with an apple in its mouth.
and that is that.
Right, this is a round called Last Episode. And for one blissful moment, I thought it was an episode called Last Round, but still, their aim, team's aim is to put the last nail in the coffin of a long-running radio or television show and close the series in one line. Colin Sell will play the theme music, and I hope you recognise it, and I must warn you that bad taste answers will receive extra points. Right, Tim, will you start?
I'll start with Gardner's Question Time. Well, Mr. Smith, it's certainly not giant rhubarb. My God, it's a triffid. Where did the piano come from?
The audience was stunned by that last call.
That was a bit of a shock to all of us.
Humph.
Yes.
Blockbusters, please, Colin.
Could I have an F, please, Bob?
Oh, thank goodness you've cleaned the show up a bit.
Graham.
What? Me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Last episode of Prisoner Cell Block H. The governor's announced an amnesty. They're releasing all the prisoners who are overweight. Ah, no, it's a triffid. Shot the cat.
Okay, Graham, will you go now, please?
I just did.
I think you meant me. I think you meant go, Graham.
Yeah, all right, Willie, you go now.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
We might as well do for the Australian soaps, Neighbours. That's enough of that, it's awful.
This'll make you laugh, Dad. Mrs. Mangle's trying to defuse a nuclear device in a backyard dunny.
And Graham Gunn.
Another one.
Have you done yours?
I did mine three times and it didn't get a laugh. I'll do another one for you. Bread. Last episode of Bread. Crumbs.
Okay. Give him a round of applause.
Right.
We go on to a round now called Straight Face. The idea of this is not to amuse the audience.
You go, Jim.
Each panelist in turn says a word, and the first one to get a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The surviving member at the end wins a matching set of Vera Lynn's. And I had to be very careful how I read that. Willie, I'd like you to start.
Concert.
Pianist.
Triffid. Never gets a laugh.
Kangool.
Gallery.
Book.
Exit.
Flit.
Event.
Plunge.
Plinth.
Out you go, Tim.
Go and join Graham.
Okay, Barry.
Theodolite.
Go on, Willie.
Elephant.
Haddock.
Yes, you, Barry.
I thought I was out. I thought Theodolite had done for me. Nosegay.
Prune.
Plump.
vent.
Suppository.
Yeah. Out you go, Willie. It's up to you, Graham and Barry.
Pottery.
Prophylactic.
Runcible.
Wend.
Artichoke.
Flea.
Logarithm.
Euclid.
Theorem.
Pars.
Mars.
Bars.
Okay, well, Graham Garden is the winner.
Indeed.
And now, with the whole nation on the edge of its seat, we at last reach a round called Mornington Crescent. One special rule, teams, one special rule this week. No one is allowed to straddle. No straddling.
There's always straddling at some point, surely.
Well, and in this game, there isn't going to be any.
No. No, you go oblique instead.
Oh. Yeah, they finish Tim, up
do you
straddling
want to start?
Again.
Will you
can
start?
You can go oblique, can you?
If you... Well, if you can't straddle, you have to go oblique, don't you?
There's no you go oblique, straddling. No straddling.
All right, OK.
We've done this rule before.
Yes, Tim's very good at it.
We didn't like it then.
Well, I was hoping they didn't know.
If we can get on with the game, please. Tim, will you start?
Yeah, obliquely. Cork Street.
Conduit Street.
Great Marlborough Street.
Kempton Park.
Mornington Street.
Tottenham Court Road.
Marlowe's Road.
Strand.
That's straddling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a fairly obvious straddle. Will you...
do I pick it up?
You can play again once. You can have one more effort.
So, Queensway.
Tulse Hill.
Hendon Road.
Lancaster Gate.
Ruislip Gardens.
Gardens? Ruislip Gardens?
Yeah.
Morden.
Rickmansworth Road.
That partner does get overexcited. Calm yourself. Calm yourself.
I thought you got it there.
No, we haven't got it yet.
Rickmansworth Road.
We will. Arg!
Oh, High Street, Kensington.
White City.
We've had Conduit Street, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Have a straddle.
Who won?
Earl's Court Road.
No, you can't.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Painted yourself in there.
At home, one of the art of this game is to jump in like Barry did there when the teams are diverted. You probably noticed that. That was excellent. Barry Crowe, the winner.
I'm still worried about the Triffid, to be perfectly honest.
We have a round called Sing Along. Each team have to sing along to a disc we play them. However, we're going to fade the disc when they get going, and they'll be on their own. The disc then comes back in, and if they're singing with it, they receive 11 points. Barry and Graham, you're going to sing along to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
To be a millionaire,
I don't
have flashy flunkies everywhere.
I don't.
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
I don't.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
I don't.
Who wants the private landing field?
Too glossy.
Excellent. What a
too
sense
good.
Of time.
Too good. I'm at Frank.
Well, now you've got a lot
you
to
like.
Beat there. Willie and Tim, you're going to sing along. This is a slightly harder one, I think. you're going to sing along to Cinderella Rockefeller.
Esther and Abbey National.
You're the lady that I love.
I'm the lady who.
You're the lady that I love.
I'm the lady who.
You're the little lady.
I'm the little lady who. I love your touch.
Oh, thank you so much. I love your eyes.
That's nice.
I love your chin.
Say it again.
I love your chin. Chinny chin.
Chinny chin. Chin.
Absolutely amazing. By a fraction of a second, a hundredth of a second, there that game goes to Barry and Graham. And we come to a game called Close Quotes. I shall give each team member the first half of a quotation and ask him to complete it, and marks will be deducted for correct answers. One small step for man.
One small step for man, a taxi ride for Ronnie Corbett.
Graham, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. But they called it the Independent.
Here's one for you, Tim. It's better to have loved and lost
than jumped out of an aeroplane without a parachute.
How true. Very true.
Barry, breathes there a man with soul so dead?
As Geoffrey Howe?
Willie, here's another one for you. I'm going out now. I may be gone some time.
You know what Sainsbury's is like on a Saturday.
OK, Graham, how about this? Fools rush in.
The minute McDonald's opens.
There's all our advertising up the spout. Tim.
Yes.
Some chicken, some neck.
Some chicken, some neck. Some peas and a couple of roast potatoes.
But no coleslaw, thank you very much. From McDonald's.
I'm a bit nervous about this one, but let's forge ahead. Barry, blow wind and crack your cheeks.
But for God's sake, put the cat out.
Doesn't time fly when you're enjoying yourself? We've come up to the last round now, and Samantha and myself are going to disappear for about 3 minutes while the teams announce the late arrivals at the school day's ball.
As long as 3 minutes, eh? Oh, the school day's ball. Mr. and Mrs. Durgarten and their son Ken. Durgarten.
From Sweden, Mr. and Mrs. Lesson, their son Lars. Lesson.
Jim. Sorry, carry on,
Willie.
No.
One at a time, please.
Very faint titter. You're going on.
This had better be very good, Willie.
What?
It is. I can
The read butter puddings and their disgusting son, Brendan. That's all I remember.
And there's Mr. and Mrs. Mattox and their daughter, Martha Mattox. Her friend, Algy Brath.
And his
very
horse,
supportive.
Trigger.
Ah, the Beaks and their son, Ed. And his mate, Ron. Well, it went silent. Ed Beak. Did you call him that at school?
No, not yet.
In similar vein, there's Mr. and Mrs. Prefect and their son, Ed Prefect. Ah. And Craven, A. That's his fag.
Enjoy enjoying Guy in the Pavilion.
Marlborough.
Mr. and Mrs. Dover, this will hurt you more than me. My son Ben.
There's one for Hump, in Latin. The Atitona family and their daughter Florrie.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all.
Shall I do a last lesson again, Willie?
Yes.
Yeah.
From the last of the summer term, comprehensive.
Mr. and Mrs. Dupp, who said that, and their son Stand Up, who said that. And his cat got your tongue, boy.
His camera. Oh,
sorry.
All right, here's an easy one. Oh, yeah. Gymnasium. All right.
Got that out of the way.
Yeah. With Wally Ball.
It's cabaret.
No, it isn't.
Over to you, Tim.
Mr. and Mrs. Bates and their son.
Nigel.
My school days, anyway.
It's cabaret time. Academic and his jazz band and a choir of lumberjacks who'll be doing some logger rhythms for us. With their horse, Trigger. Nometry.
Welcome, Richard.
He's just left the room.
Yeah.
Our Indian chums. Curriculum and curricula. And the Sikh form.
There's Raoul Call. But wait, Mr. and Mrs. Tard and their son Gus Tard and his friend Spotted Dick. He's been under the matron.
Ah, there's that evangelist and former actor, Oral X Ham. Oral exam.
Headmaster, Mr. Life, very modern headmaster with his computer, mobile phone and fax machine. That's why he's called the Faxer Life. Last lesson.
It's trigonometry.
He's galloped on again. You'll clear it up yourself. Mr. and Mrs. Happiest Days and their son, Arthur Happiest Days. Of your life. Harry Thmetic and his tot up.
Good night, everyone. That's all we've got time for.
There's cap and gown. No, it is all we've got time
for. Oh, look, it's holiday time. Yeah.
Okay. Right. By the time this program's
Arthur
been
holiday.
Yes, right, go on, you have one more.
No, I haven't.
Onwards.
You're trailing by 1 point. Can't you draw level?
Say anything.
Then
last
we can have a tiebreaker.
And he's
go
off.
Ahead,
and
Tim.
Trigger.
Thank you, Hump, for that kind thought. Good night.
Good night, Tim, boy.
Once the censor's been at this programme, it should make 3 minutes of riotous fun. To an end. From all of us, goodbye.
Timothy Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Woody Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer.